Thank you, Jesus, for a blessed time. In Jesus' name. I believe you want to say thank you to God once again. Just thank him for everything, just for 1 minute, 2 minutes. Just say thank you to God. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Bless his name. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your greatness and your mercy. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Oh, shout a better amen. Amen. Shout and alive, amen. Amen. Shout your loudest, amen. Amen. Fantastic. Take your seats. Are you enjoying the camp? What are the Italians? Are they here? Okay. We're expecting 1,000 members. 1,000. It's very, very possible, isn't it? 1,000 is possible. It's doable. It's practical. Are you becoming the largest church in Europe? Wow. It's wonderful. We should see the prophecies fulfilled. Don't take any of the things as a joke. They are real prophecies that are being released over your life. And are being released into the church. And I believe that it will happen practically. 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 As you are becoming 1,000, UK is becoming 10,000. No worry, we are not competing with you in Europe. We've Brexit already, so make sure that you become 1,000. Next camp when we come here, this whole place should be full with just Italians. The Swiss people will be outside. UK will be outside. And who else? They'll watch screens out there. Yes. We'll stream it out there for them to watch. The Germans will be out there. That's if we even let them come. But it's a blessing. Please take your seats. It's a real blessing, real prophecy, real direction that has come into this church. Hallelujah. Amen. And I believe that God is going to promote you. Amen. And God is going to take you there. Amen. It is really going to happen. Amen. Really, really going to happen. Amen. It's going to be a blessed time. Okay, let's read Obadiah again. Obadiah chapter, Obadiah verse 21. It says that then saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. And saviors shall come up. How many of you are becoming one of the saviors? One of the saviors. Can you imagine souls that are waiting for you to come for them? Lost souls. Lost souls that are waiting for you to direct them from hell to heaven. Point them to heaven, that there is hope in this life. Many souls are waiting for you. Many, many souls are waiting for you. And I believe like Bishop shared with us and read a few verses showing us the early rain and the latter rain, after which there's always harvest time. Harvest. As soon as the Holy Spirit comes, the next thing is that we become saviors. Or soul winners, or witnesses, like Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Acts chapter 1 verse 8. It says that, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. and you shall be witnesses. As soon as you have the Holy Spirit, you are converted into a witness. So anything short of that begs for the question that, do these people have the Holy Spirit? Do they have the Holy Spirit? Or are they quenching the Spirit? Because if you have the Holy Spirit, the Bible is saying that you should be a witness. You should be a savior. You should be reaching out for souls. You should have the burden of, I need to win souls. I need to be a soul winner. I need to be a shepherd. I need to be somebody who is reaching out for more souls. As soon as you have the Holy Spirit. So when you have the Holy Spirit or you're in the church, then your greatest concern is a new shoe, a new car, marriage, clothes, papers. You understand? We're using the Holy Spirit for papers. The bishop has come here to give us a job that doesn't require documento. You don't need documento for this job. You need the Holy Spirit. How many of you have the Holy Spirit? So the Holy Spirit that you have, understand that it is not for documento. It is not for a car. It is not for shoes. It's not for clothes. It is so that you become a savior. Amen. I'm actually disappointed that the Italians are not saying amen. Amen. I feel you don't like what I'm saying. You are making me feel like I'm saying something bad. Like I should say that the Holy Spirit will give you documento. Holy Spirit will give you shoes. Receive Italian shoes. Which one do you want? Shoes or souls? Shoes or thousand souls? Look, if you have the Holy Spirit, if you have the Holy Spirit, you will be excited about soul winning. Amen. If you have him. That's right. Yeah. If you have him. If you actually have him. So that's why I'm saying that. You see, if you don't feel that way, then maybe we should pray for it. We should pray for the Holy Spirit. Because if you have the Holy Spirit, the burden and the desire you have will be for souls. Amen. That more people should be in the church. Amen. More people should be established in the church. Amen. But you seem to want to use the Holy Spirit for documento. You shall have documento. Sit down. What is in your heart is coming out. So God will give you documento and he will give you 1,000 members. But the Bible says that you must seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God. And all these things shall be added. All these things. You know, I'll tell you something. All the people that I've known in England, that I started off with, that we started off together, who didn't have documents and papers and all these things, but faithfully served God. I just had a camp with the pastors. I was looking at them. All of those people, that old set, all of them have documents and papers. I couldn't even find even one of them who didn't have it. All have it. All of them. All. Not even an exception. All of them. Even when I see their children, because their children are grown up now. Even when I see their children walking there, British people with British passports and things, I laugh in my head. Because 20 years ago, it wasn't like that. 20 years ago, their parents were not like that. Their parents didn't have papers. But as they have served God, as they have given everything to God, God has taken care of them. God has provided for them. So really, let your heart switch. Believe it. Believe that God is more important than documento. Yeah. Actually, believe it. Can you believe it? Yeah. You have to make me believe, because I feel you don't believe it. I feel like you prefer God to bring the documento before you follow him. But his word says that look for him first. First. Put God first. He will add everything. Everything. He'll be sharing passports to you like that. Passports. He'll share. It'll be shared. Shared into your hands. Passports. Receive it. He'll share it to you. Try and put him first. Genuinely in your heart. That God, you are number one. God, I want to serve you. God, I want to work for you. God, you said he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, into this world. The reason he gave had no document about it. There's nothing about documents. There's nothing about wife, nothing about husband, nothing about new car, nothing about shoes. I mean, and this is God. This is God. You know, one of the things that really occurred to me strongly this Easter is that Jesus actually died. We act, it's not a drama. We go, Good Friday comes, then we have people with red whatever dancing and them acting things. Jesus died. But he actually died. Have you been to a funeral before and seen a dead person? That was Jesus. He actually died. That painful experience happened to him. It wasn't a joke. So the Bible says that God gave his only son, Jesus Christ. And he gives a reason why he has given his son. He said that none should perish. That none should perish. None should perish. That's God. That's the God we are serving. That none should perish. That nobody should perish. Nobody. Anybody that we come into contact with, we have to stop that person from perishing. Amen. And that happens when you have the Holy Spirit. And you see, with time, these things that we are saying that it looks like we are joking or whatever, it's become like a very main reason why we get saved and why we're in the church, is that we must get documents, we must get passports, we must get shoes, we must get cars, we must get nice homes. It's like it's come to replace the main reason why God gave his only son. And it is that none should perish. And you see, those who change those reasons, God walks away from them. Even as we are mere mortals, normal men, we meet people who don't comply with what we want, we walk away from them. We move away. I move away from people all the time. All the time. All the time. I just say, hey, 1, 2, you know, my shoe is buckled. 3, 4, shut the door on your way out. Yeah, we move away because you can't stay with somebody who doesn't believe in what you believe in, and who doesn't want to do what you want to do. How long can you stay with such a person? How long can you walk around with such a person? So we, in a sense, we also have to be careful in how we walk with God. Not try to say God is not a man that you can twist his hand. Twist his hand that, you know, if you do this, I'll do this for you. You can't twist his hand. His word is there. He loved the world. He gave his only son. And he gave the reason that none should perish. He never gave his son for new socks or shoes. And he said, if you put me first, I will add all these things. It's like, I will not deny you of anything that you want. I gave it to you. But the main reason is that souls should not perish. Souls should not perish. Souls should not perish. Souls should not go astray. Why do you think God has blessed this ministry as he has? Because we have a leader, a father, who constantly, without fail, always points us at the salvation of souls. Constantly. I mean, all the time. All the time. All the time. If you watch the Good Friday service, if somebody sees a crowd like that, Forgive me for even thinking about it. But one of the main things that will care to the person is to take an offering. And there will be different kinds of gimmicks. Because arithmetic will be working. If I can get 20 CDs each from these people, if I can get 10 CDs each, I mean, you'll be surprised at the thing. But there he stands and preaches the pure gospel, pure salvation. And you see, the blessing of having such leadership is coming on us. You see, it affects us. Wherever we are, it affects us. It affects, it flows down towards us. Some of the things you're enjoying in Italy, it's not because you've been fasting and praying here. If you don't leave the church, but if you like, leave and see if there's any difference. If you like, go. If you like, become some way. One of the discoveries you make is that it has nothing to do with you. That all this while that you've been walking here thinking that you are doing all that, it has nothing to do with you. There is another power that is working. There's a power somewhere that is giving us what we have. So, don't become some way, but if you like, become and see. You will discover it. You will discover that another power on God's chosen servant is what is at work. So for you to be blessed and to do well, you just have to understand what's the vision that God has given to him. What is God? What does God? Because we hear his heart when he speaks, that this is what God is saying. And he's trying to steer us and guide us on God's message and God's calling and God's vision and God's purpose for the church so that it will be well with us here. So if we change it to document that, as for Italy, it's documental. It's not about document, it's about souls. It's about souls. And that blessing trickles down. Like I'm saying, don't become some way, but if you like, try it. You will hear that the church has become 1,000. You will hear that the church has become 2,000. You will hear that it's become 3,000. With or without you. Because something else is working. Something else is working. Let it get into your heart that it has nothing to do with you. What you are doing, it's a privilege to even have a chance to be part of it. So rather, let's enjoy the privilege and the direction that we have received. That once you have the Holy Spirit, be a soul winner. Be a savior for men. Let's go for souls. Let's follow what God wants and what God says, that this is why I gave my son. This is why. That none should perish. That none should perish. You think God didn't know that you need hair? Or that you need shoes? He knows about all this, but he said that none should perish. As soon as you embrace that vision, none should perish. God also says that. Let me add these things to them. Let me give them thanks. Hallelujah. Take your seats. So I believe that is a great blessing, a great time, and there is no joke in anything. When we laugh, always remind yourself, what is the Bible saying? And let's follow and stay with what God wants. God bless you. Stand to your feet as we welcome Bishop.